Okay, Mara Boisai, lessons from the lathe, special edition, Erev Yom HaKippurim, Habaalein Letova, Slicha, the Kapara. Of course, we take this opportunity to actually ask forgiveness for anybody I might have offended. Certainly the YU Torah world, I don't know anybody that listens to it except some family members. But if anybody was offended by some of the serious or not serious matters, I apologize. This Erev Yom HaKippurim, I want to focus on a very, I think, apropos way of thinking what you should be thinking about over the next 24 hours, which is, Baruch Hashem, something very, very inspiring, I hope, I really hope, and something I really want you to think about. And the title of the shiur today, of our short time together, is Tshuva is Easy, Change is Hard. This goes back 365 days ago, when my parents came last Yom Kippur. They brought me an article from some rabbi, I don't know who it was, and that was the title. And I read it, and it was so emes. And the emes was, is that when we reach Yom HaKippurim, and hopefully we did this during the 10 days of Tshuva, we started to focus on some of the things that we've done wrong during the year, and a lot of us actually did Tshuva for it. The Rambam's Tshuva, or we actually said, I'm not going to do it again, but, excuse me for saying this, that usually doesn't last. And my riot to you that it doesn't last is that many of you, and now I'm talking to myself, find yourself on Yom Kippur in exactly the same place you were last year, not physically. Right? You have the exact same averus. In fact, I do something which I recommend everybody does. I recommend, number one, if anybody here has a Hebrew, only Hebrew, machzor for Yom Kippur, put it away. Take one of the many, many art school. We have Baruch Hashem. For some reason, this year, many of the art school machzorim had babies. So we have like 50 of them. So use an art school one. And look in the back section of it. They have the Ashamnus and the Alchets. They write down every possible thing you could have done wrong. And it is so important to look at it. And if it's yours, you can circle them. And sometimes we find ourselves, I'm now talking to myself again, the same circles that I had last year are the same things I'm saying again. Yeah, I did this too. I forgot to make a bracha over here. Maybe I ate the wrong food. Maybe it was gluttonous. Maybe I made jokes. So what am I doing? That's tshuva? So what's change? The pasuk said in our haftorah of Shabbat Shuva, Sursa tells us, Shuva ad Hashem Elokeichem, and then it says, Kichu imachem divarim, take with you things, v'shuva el Hashem. So I ask you, where are you going? Where are you going? Take what? And what's the Devarim? What are you taking with you? Very simple question. So I heard a beautiful shiur from Rav Avram Shor, the son of Rav Gedalia Shor, Lord Gedalia. And he says, I'll tell you what it is. Tshuva, real tshuva, is change. Change means literally, like you said, to change, to pick up and do something different. You actually want to not do that sin? You got to move your location. You got to be a different person. It's the hardest thing you can do in life, right? Changing a midah. A guy has an anger problem, right? And what does he say to himself? I have an anger problem! So what does he do? I'm not going to be angry anymore. That's not going to work. I have a weight problem, so I'm just going to say I'm going to lose weight. So a lot of times, speaking to the yo-yo dieter extraordinaire, you go up, you go down. So why does it never work? So people are disciplined. They made a real change in their life. I don't know, I'm making up. No sugar in my diet anymore. Right, and that's changed his life. But lahavdil, but when it comes to real tshuva, it's about moving away from the situation. I'm giving an example that doesn't apply to you. I apologize, but I don't want it to be so too close to home. So I'm not going to choose something that you will relate to so much because it's not appropriate. Let's say being shomer nigiyah. So everybody in the room is like, "What are you talking about, Rabbi? I'm shomer nigiyah here in the yeshiva," and right until Motzei Yom Kippur. And so how do you change the status quo of that? So the easiest way is to say, I'm not going to do it anymore. But if you make a real change, lachu, you get up with your dvarim and you move somewhere. Meaning literally you say, I'm not going to be in that situation. I realize that whenever I go to a party with my friend, I realize that whenever I do this, I realize for those listening on my college campus, when I go to this, that's what happens there. Change your situation. I don't want to be somebody that's tempted by X, Y. Don't be there. Change your situation. Shinui makom, shinui mazel. One brief moment. I hope this applies to most of us. Rav Avram Shor says, Dvarim is the Torah. He quotes some important Kabbalistic sources, which I obviously will never understand, that Torah is the one tavlin against the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is happy that you do mitzvahs, because it really knows how to trip you up when you do mitzvahs. It can. I'm sure we've been in the middle of mitzvah, you know, we're about to shake our lulav and esrog on Erev Yom Kippur, and right, it's Sukkot, and we got the lulav and esrog, and the Yetzer Hara figures out a way to put a girl's image in your mind, so you don't make a real bracha. Or the Yetzer Hara has a way that right as you're holding it, it falls, and you go crazy, and you don't even think about the bracha anymore. Dvarim, he says, but when it comes to the Torah, the Yetzer Hara says, I can't compete with that. And he brings an unbelievable raya from the Leshem. The Leshem does something I never thought of, it's so beautiful. He says, the Rashi Tevos of Gemara, Gimel, Mem, Resh, Aleph, is the Malachim that protect us. Gavriel, Michal, Raphael, and Uriel. Right? We speak about the four famous Malachim that are protecting us at night. We talk about them. Please protect me against whatever's going to go on at night. And when you learn Gemara, forget about it. That's the Dvarim you can take with you. And I thought this was perfect for us. You have the opportunity this Yom Kippur to say, Hashem, no. Status quo has really changed this year. I'm going to take Dvarim. I'm going to take Gemara with me. I'm going to take learning with me. I'm going to take upon myself something I could actually swallow. Right? Meaning, I'm going to finish Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Shas Mishnayos, Yeshua, today. We finished Shas Mishnayos in less than 30 days. Nobody would, you know, if I told you in the beginning of the year, you're going to do a, what are you talking about? So you can do these things. Devarim is the Torah. And that's maybe possibly why we say, Ki ha-mitzvah azoy, sh'anochi b'sazocha, we spoke about it a few weeks ago, we said it's a machloikis. Is it Torah or is it tshuva? He says, hainu hach, it could be both of them. It's both of these things. It could be tshuva, and it could be Torah, because the ultimate tshuva is doing Torah. But now let's go a step further. Let's talk about the Shinu Makom, this true tshuva. So I found something very beautiful. At the height of davening tomorrow, right? 2 days from now. I don't want to say how many hours, it scares us. But when we're davening Musaf with a Sana Toikiv, the thing that for some reason, not for some reason, I think we know why, wakes us up. Oh, I forgot to mention, I'm sorry. This year is being sponsored by Yidkit. Yidkit.com. Sitters, Zmanim, and more. It even has a tefillin mirror, a minion locator, and Hebrew English Tanakh. See it at your local app store and Google Play.
No, it's just the app store.
Oh, sorry. I made fun of Davening from your last week, and I want to. One of our Talmidim has this Yidkit. I'm sure it helps some people, although I do think still think it's a problem. Anyway, so also we're dedicating our learning this day here at Yeshiva Leva Torah for a beautiful thing. A lot of times, you know, we dedicate for someone's Rachman al-Sana Yurtai. This is for our birthday. Birthday. Eitan Ginsburg's birthday. So now let's go to the next part. And we move on and we say the following. Listen to this. So the height is of the Sana Toykiv. Tshuva, Tfilah, Tztaka, Bavirus, Rising, and Zera. Oh, everybody's going to scream it. Where does that come from? What's the source that we say Tshuva, Tfilah, Tztaka? So maybe you're going to tell me, Rabbi Hartstein, don't you know anything? The Gemara in Yuma says the following. The Gemara tells us that. Sorry, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tesayin. Arber Dvarim. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Arber Dvarim, Mikraim, Gizar Dino Shaladam. You want to rip up your Gizar Din? I'm going to tell you. Shh, don't tell anybody this. Nobody else knows in the yeshiva. You're lucky that you came tonight. Staka, Sa'aka, Shino Shem, Shino Maisa. Okay. Staka, that's one. Tshuva. Where's Tshuva? Tshuva is Shino Maisa. Tfila, Sa'aka. The only thing that was left out here is Shino Yashem. Okay. Sorry, problem. So the Marsha picks up on this. The Marsha says, ah, don't worry about it. You're right. That's where Tshuva, Tfila, Sa'aka comes from, says the Marsha. The reason why Shino Shem, that was just talking about a specific situation where we changed the name of Avram Avinu, we changed the name of Sarah. But that's not talking about us. That was specific because it's not us. It's Taz. So, the Halakha Rav from Mishkan Shiloh, Kilos Kodesh, next door, said this in the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. He says, but really it's Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Amar Rav Lezer, Shalosh Devar Mevatlam Esagazera, Gemara and Tanis, and Yerushalmi. Ve'elohen, Tfilat Tztaka V'tshuva, that's where it comes from, Shloshtam, V'pasuk Echad, and Divrayam. What's the only problem with what I just said? What do we say? Tfilat Tztaka V'tshuva.
It's out of order.
It's out of order. Yishkoyeh. So why don't we scream out, Utfila, Utsaka, Utshuva. It doesn't sound as good. I don't know. I don't know. Why do we say that? So that was a Starach Ian. The Gemara continues. He explained. He says because the first level is tshuva. There's no tefila. There's no tzaka without tshuva. Okay, fine. That's what Maharal says. The Maharal over here says tshuva tefila tzaka. Why do you think Kaseder? If you have a tshuva tefila, Ratzel Omar Yedei tshuva time with tefila. That's where. So I went up to him after it and I tightened my chiddush, which is usually kofers. But isn't it? Maybe it's exactly what we said. Shinu shame is tshuva, but you can't get off the ground without shinu shame. Tomorrow, when you're in davening for so long, I'm sorry, but for a long time, and you decide not to go upstairs, Allah Rav Hartstein's Rosh Hashanah Josh, and you don't go upstairs, you don't spend time outside seeing who forgot to sign up for Sukkot meals. And instead, you think about tshuva, I tell you, tshuva doesn't matter without change. Unless there's a shinui shame, unless you're a new person, I'm not telling you have to physically change your name. Some people do that here in Israel. My English name is Daniel. My year in Israel, I wanted to change it to Dov. So all my Rebbeim knew me as Dov. Until today, I see some of the Rebbeim. Somebody calls me Daniel. They're like, why is he calling you Daniel? Your name's Dov. I know, it's so weird. So, oftentimes I've gotten called up to the Torah a lot. Someone will call me up, Yamo, Daniel. I'm like, no, Dov Menachem. I'm like, Daniel Dov Menachem. I'm like, no, just Dov Menachem. Okay, fine. So, shinui shame means I'm not who I was last year. I actually changed something about me which will allow me a chance not to do the sin. And then there's tshuva tefilat tzedaka. And even according to the Yerushalmi, maybe you could say the same thing. Tshuva has to come first because tshuva is part of the process. Forget about your tefilat tzedaka. It's not going to change until you change something. Let me give you an example. If a person just says to himself that every single day, I want to commit myself, I want a better tefilah. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have more kavanah and tefillah. That's what I commit to. Shkoyach. Do you know what's going to happen in a year from now? You're going to say the same thing. Why? Because I didn't change anything about myself. So now I do a little thing, and I spend $25, and I buy something called an art scroll. I buy something called a Koran, whatever it is. That's going to change something in my life, because I'm actually going to understand what I'm saying. I heard a great maisa from Shmuel Kamenetsky, the great Gadol, the Philadelphia Rosh Yeshiva. Rosh Hashanah this year. A Talmud comes up to him and he says, Rebbe, I noticed that you have an art school. Machzor. It's a little bit, what are you doing? What is it? That's for kids. So he says, come here. And I forgot what he's in. V'chol Maminim. He says, do you know what this word means? In V'chol Maminim. This word. I certainly don't. I need English to tell me what it means. What was he trying to say? Such a kanaka, you know? I could also use it. You need to change. You have to have a shinoi. That's what tshuva is about. How are you? You guys know. I don't want to get in your minds. I don't want to talk to you. I'm not, you know, one of those rabbis here. I don't want to talk to you about, you know, what your problems are. You know your problems. Write them down. Say, okay, I'm going to tackle these five. How am I going to make change? Not tshuva and saying, I won't do it again. And you really believe it. That's why Hashem is machaper you, because you really believe you will change. But you're not giving yourself a chance. Using the example that's like not us, you know, weight loss, or smoking, Rahman al-Islam, or gambling. So you can't just say, I am not going to gamble anymore. That's how I'm going to do it. I'm not going to go to meetings. I'm not going to go to these things. What's the change? This is hard. I happen to know somebody who's, you never get over it, apparently. That's what he told me. He's a gambling problem. He says, you know changes? I have committed to myself. I can't go to Atlantic City. I don't mean anywhere in Atlantic City, anywhere in Las Vegas, never. No place that has a casino I'm allowed to go to. That's part of his change in his life. He's going to say to himself, I'm not going to gamble. I have a meeting in Atlantic City, just in the kosher restaurant. Don't worry about it. And you're walking to the restaurant, there's a slot machine. You can't. That's change. That's what I want you guys to focus on. Who lachem again? Get up and move away from your comfortable, nice space of who you are. And make a real change. And just as an ending, because I've said this before, but I want to reiterate what I believe to be correct. And that is as follows. And this is a statement I made last week. They didn't take me off Y.U. Torah, so I'll make it again. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not looking for you to be perfect and change everything about yourself. He's looking for you to take a step that is different. I challenge you that tomorrow, when you're davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you change something about yourself. That's the start. And if you can come to Hashem in a year from now and say, wow, here's the first step. I did it. And then every year you change something about yourself. That's what you have to do. But if you take everything upon yourself, you will do nothing. You know, on Simchas Torah, instead of Moshe's auction off the kibudim for money, so we have a lot of money, we don't need any money. So we auction off for like, come on, right? So this is like a joke, the guy raises his hand, you know. Okay, five, stop him in shas. And then this one guy gets up, doesn't know what shas is, and he goes, 6 million! 6 million things a shas, you know. And now he's to do shas 16 times, whatever. It's not going to happen. You want to take upon yourself, you look at the safe, you say, you know what? That's safer, I think I could do. I can't finish all Shulchan Aruch, maybe I can finish the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I can't do shas Gemara, shas Mishnayos. Tackle something you could actually do. Excuse me for saying this, I'm sorry, but it comes to mind, and it doesn't apply to you. If I know that I can't completely keep Shomer Negiah, so this is not allowed to just say, so don't keep Chas V'Shalom. Say, here's what I'm going to do to make a change. So at least it helps me. At least I'm trying. And with that, Hashem opens up. That's what we know about Tshuva. It's amazing. Dear Shu Hashem B'Yimotzei. Karoi, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to come to you. But you have to start to say, I want it. And look, Hashem, here's what I did to change. L'havdil afdi avdolos. Right? Somebody here, I'm sure, will be arrested at some point. I could give you a name, but I don't want to embarrass you. They have to say, I'm sorry tomorrow. I don't want to do that. I'm kidding, of course. Guy gets arrested. He goes to court. And the officer says, okay, you did something wrong. I'm going to give you, but I want you to change. And then you come back after 30 days. New, what did you do? What changes did you make to yourself? So they want you to say, I got a job now. And family, you know, but if you say, I don't know, I don't do anything, you go to jail. Judge doesn't want to hear that. L'havdil afdi avdolos. But when you want parole, so you have to show that you made a change. You're a new person. That is what you're doing tomorrow. I don't want you to go to jail. You're not a parole. You say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I am going to make a real change in Mirat Hashem. With that, the Ribbono Shel Olam will promises us a gemar chasima toiva la'al t'chaim toivim uvishalom. It will be a year of besoros toiros for all of Klal Yisrael. I don't want to scare you, but your tefillos tomorrow is a change for the entire world. It's a change here in Eretz Yisrael for the terrible times that we live in, the times of ichted and Mashiach, coming to Mashiach, but we have to suffer a little bit. Nebuch. When a woman has to die, when a chassin, when someone who just gets married defending the country has to die, has to be murdered, the world says nothing. You have a chance to make big changes. Don't just do tshuva mirtz Hashem. You should be zeichet to do changes. And with that, we will be zeichet to a gemar chasima toivah.